Welcome to the eMind Podcast with Dr. Carrie Oberbrunner, where we're committed to helping you think like an entrepreneur and gain an exponential advantage. This podcast is sponsored by Igniting Souls and Cedarville University. And now, get ready for the eMind.
John from Sim, great to be with you today. We're going to dive right into the content. I met you through Faith Driven Entrepreneur. I don't even know how it happened. You messaged me, something like that. Yep. I looked at your website. I said, I got to talk to this guy. I talked to you. Literally a student walks in my office the next day with this exact thing that she needs, that you provide. I just saw her yesterday. Several weeks have gone by. And I said, did you ever, you know, connect with that guy, John? And her exact words were, that was the best Zoom conversation I've ever had. So tell us what happened. I'm so curious.
Yeah, I feel like it's one of those conversations where you're like, the spirit had preparing her heart to be very receptive. And at the same time, my heart as well, to have some experiences in the recent past to know what to share. And so as she was asking questions, which is awesome, any student is often a good question asker. A good student is a good question asker.
Yeah,
it was just easy. The answers were there because I had just walked with someone through a very similar circumstance. And granted, we're just sharing our stories. And I think whenever you're sharing a God story, it's a pretty impactful, can always be a great way to start your conversation. How did you get into mission? How did you get into business? How did you, you know, those are big stories. Like, how did you meet your wife? How did you start to have kids? You know, these big moments in your life.
Yeah.
A lot of times are when God shows up, and those are stories worth retelling over and over. So
this student comes to me and says, if I get it exactly right, she's like, I've lived a little bit in Turkey. I've lived somewhere else overseas. I'm in global business. I want to go into missions, but I want to be in business, and I'm a female, and I want to go to the Middle East.
Yeah.
I'm like, I can't help you with anything. so then I'm like, talk to John. But what does Sim do? What are we talking? We're talking about business as missions, but really overseas missions.
Yeah.
What is Sim all about?
Yeah, that's a great distinction, by the way. Business as missions can be done right here, right in your local marketplace context. And as you said, we met through faith-driven entrepreneur. So it's being faith-driven in whatever you do for a profession, but in this case, as an entrepreneur in business, owning and running and sustaining a business. And so we specialize in those faith-driven entrepreneurs who are called to take their business acumen, calling, or desire, passion, so to bring solutions to broken places where Jesus is needed most. So essentially what we're trying to do is create a pathway for that. Actually, the program that I run, we've titled now Alternate Pathways. So you think of tradition, mission, approaches. You know, there was a season where you could go as a theological educator, you could go as a missionary visa card holder. Some countries still have that that title, but those are less and less. And really the way that the global church is asking for North Americans to come is to bring that innovative spirit, you know, that kind of entrepreneurial can-do attitude. And join in what God is already doing there with that kind of bent and with that kind of mentality, even cultural predisposition that we have into our teams. Our teams with SIM, they're very diverse. Sim is built on people from over 65 countries, and we're working in over 70 countries.
What's your website?
Our website is simusa.org.
Nice.
And we, the Alternate Pathways program is a page on there. It's like a / Alternate Pathways. And we're doing that. We do three things essentially. We recruit, prepare, and journey with Christians sent by churches to places where Jesus is needed most. And that there's a key slogan I didn't actually include right in the beginning. It's by prayer. So by prayer, we do those three things: recruit, prepare, and journey with.
And so let me show the website. Yeah,
there you go.
I'll tell you what I was really interested in. I'm just gonna be real, man, because I'm bald, man, and I can be real. Okay.
I have a co-founder who's also bald like me.
And
he says you won't find a lot of bald guys on the street. You know, the kind of wild hair. You know, it's the bald guys are the thinkers, the doers.
Yeah. See, we burned all the hair off. Well, I feel like, honestly, I feel like, you know, the older I get, the more like the less I'm filtered.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll be honest. I don't think this website's amazing, but then I downloaded your brochure and I'm like, amazing. Literally, I get a lot of people who, you know, reach out. It's all good. Mm-hmm. And I honestly don't have the bandwidth, but the moment I saw your brochure, I seriously said, I guess I got to talk to this guy. Got to talk to this guy because it just lays it out so good. And so can we even go through this brochure?
Yeah, absolutely. It's kind of the hallmark, and we are revamping our website. So thanks for your patience on that. Look more like the brochure.
But it's not even the design, but I didn't see like a pro. I'm a big
content. Yes. Yeah.
This guy. And the moment this, I thought, oh my gosh, there's a system. There's this process. Yeah. So talk to us. Let's just go page one all the way to the end.
Yeah, absolutely. So we have looked at our terminology previous to this for BAM, business as mission, business for transformation. We chose the terminology of missional business as a mission sending agency. We're kind of mission first, you know, seek first the kingdom. All these other things will be added. So we're like mission and business again. So from our flavor of BAM, we're very much mission driven, faith driven in how we enter and bring in solutions to those places. So this is a fresh look at mission in the marketplace. So we're kind of, how do we do this? How do we do those three things I told you about? Recruit, prepare, and journey with. So page one, recruit, you have to ask yourself that question, do I even fit the mission mold? Because when I think missions, I think doctors, teachers, theological educators, Bible translators. Mm. And we're saying, well, hey, actually, this is what we ask our people when they come to us. Do you love Jesus and his mission? Do you want to obey Jesus, even if it means sacrifice and suffering? These are hallmarks of those going overseas, laying their lives down in hard places. Do you love business? Because this is, God loves multiplication. God loves enterprise. I love Genesis 1 and 2 from a missional business training. He lays it all out there, you know, and buries things in the earth for us to discover and process and continue to perfect. Do you love people? Obviously, great, great commandment. Love God, love your neighbor as yourself. Do you have marketplace skills and or an education? And then do you actually have needs yourself? Do you need a team? Do you need others? Do you need content and coaching and community and care? Well, if you're willing and you can say yes to these things, then absolutely you fit the mission mold. This page is awesome too. Potential pathways. You can see, like, you know, not everyone has to be a goer, but there are those who are mobilizing, supporting. They can even take a job with a multinational company, be based here in the U.S., and be visiting overseas. I talked with a gal. We're working with a gal right now who is helping us with some of our teams in other countries, and she serves with a large multinational company who has her in sustainability. She's in charge of like all their global social enterprise startups. So their CSR, corporate social responsibility, they're starting these startups in, you name it, India, Pakistan, Brazil, places where Jesus is needed most. Mm-hmm. And she's saying, hey, I'd love to do it with the church. How do I get connected? I'd love to do it with local believers. How do I do that? You know, to, you know, the support roles all based here in the U.S. And then you have the international pathways. You have people who are digital nomads. I know a guy who's graduated.
I like that. If I was not, you know, committed to a family, I'd probably be a digital nomad.
Yeah. And so these are the types of people. I know a guy who's in software development, loves actually teaching people coding skills to basically start up their own businesses. And his small business basically does contract work.
Mm-hmm.
He gets up at 4 a.m, works till 8 o'clock on his contracts, and he's got the rest of the day to kind of use as he wills. And so he could do that here. He could do that there. And sometimes it's an advantage to do it there, being east of here, because his middle of the day is the middle of our night, and he can work in those hours where Western countries like us are at sleep. So anyways, a lot of different avenues, pathways. This is the alternate pathways to get you there. Again, you're always serving on an international team. So that's what makes it. You're always crossing a border. You're crossing barriers. That's what makes it missional.
Okay.
It's cross-cultural. So these are some of the, you know, I'm just naming a few of those potential paths.
And I'm just watching our time because, you know, it's all good. I know we're in a tight crunch today, but we got about 9 minutes left. So
all right.
What's stage one all the way?
Yeah. So, you know, this is dreaming idea stage. This is for most pathways into mission. You're doing language and culture across the board. It's the Jesus model. He came as a babe, grew up learning the language, and you'll feel that way. When you cross a culture, learning a language, you become a baby all over again, right? And in that time of need, the people that come around you in that time, they help you dream. They help you, you know, create, you know, see the problems so that you can bring solutions, be inspired by the Spirit to bring a solution. And that, though, usually what we see is that the people who helped you in those first 2 years are the ones you probably see come to Christ 6-7 years down the road. So we're with you for the long haul, you know, to the capital raising stage if you're an entrepreneur, or launching a career if you're taking a profession as mission approach. Growth and scaling, again, that might be growing your and scaling your business, but it might be just career growth and working up a corporate ladder, if you will. And then ownership and role transition, you know, that's, you know, if you add up these years, that's 10, 15 years down the road. But we're looking at long-term mission here. And we see this, you know, God does a lot of amazing things in and through business. I know they teach this at Cedarville and many other, you know, universities, laying that foundation for missional business.
So good. All right, next.
So we have a recruitment event to come and taste and see what we're all about, hear more about alternate pathways, but talk with practitioners from all over the globe, talk with people with many different disciplines and have gotten to places or serving in the Middle East, like the student you mentioned earlier. I have not lived in the Middle East. I live 7 years in East Africa. Wow. And so I talk with our East Africa breakout. I talk on the missional business alternate pathways breakouts. But I don't speak to everybody, you know, and every need. So this is a way to get to know and get a lot of your questions answered in a very short amount of time. Kind of in a retreat-like setting. We got like a 40-acre property in Charlotte, North Carolina. So we love hosting people. We take care of the costs. Just come, bring yourself.
Nice. All right.
So this is what you might call an internal mini MBA. I love getting my MBA I from a Christian university, but I also think we can take the key components, kind of boil them down, lay that foundation, kind of your theology of work, faith-driven entrepreneurship there. And then those modules 2 and 3 are more the technical side of, okay, how do you do a market assessment? How do you do good market research? How do you see if your idea is even worth pursuing? Kind of a 6-week module there. Third module is basically build that out into a business plan and a pitch so you can actually go after some funding. And then after you're in the business for a certain amount of time, we'll say, hey, come back, work on an EOS of sorts, develop an entrepreneurial operating system.
EOS?
Yeah. So like work with an implementer, an EOS implementer, sharing with a certified coach, if you will. For us, it's not us internally, but we'll cultivate those relationships. We'll make sure that, hey, you're working on your business systems to see it survive the long haul.
I love EOS. Gino Wickman and I are friends, and Kelly Knight, Mark O'Donnell. Hey, I'm going to take a picture of you for Instagram because you're on Instagram. Ready?
All right. Yeah.
Love it. Okay, I'm tagging you. All right, what's next?
Okay, so our group coaching calls, we're actually kind of rebranding this, the really open coaching. Actually, the ICF, International Coaching Federation.
How about them? Yep.
But yeah, those guys actually have gone in describing group coaching as a coach speaking to a team, more of like a leadership team. That's not what this is. This is more like getting an advisory roundtable around you. We'll recruit people from the country that you're establishing a business or your profession in. And we'll add to that people from you, sending churches, people that are in your support team, the people praying for you. And again, this is mission. So this is done by prayer. So getting those who are qualified with the business acumen that can help solve your problems. So we kind of have a process on intake and recruitment, and then helping someone solve the kind of fires, you know, put out the fires that they're currently facing in their business. This is an ongoing as needed type coaching. So we call this really open coaching. You'll see it sometimes done at the end of a mastermind group or something, and just say, hey, here's my problem, guys, help me solve it.
Love it. Okay. Eighth.
And then really the final one is like, hey, these are frequently asked questions. Like, do I still need a sending church, essentially? Like, hey, I'm going as a business practitioner. Do I need people to send me? And the answer is yes. Again, you can kind of go through these. I'll just ask the questions. I'll let someone else kind of dig into finding this page and reading the answers. But why should someone go with SIN? You know, and can I still have multiple streams of income? Like, yeah, I'm on support. But Paul was a tent maker. He said, don't muzzle the ox, you know, like, okay, pay your ministers. But he also talked to some churches and was like, I didn't accept a dime from you. I worked while I was with you to show, like, hey, if a man doesn't work, he doesn't eat. So, is there a room for both? Absolutely. And then do I still have to raise support that's in there? Isn't business in the U.S. hard and risky enough? And now you're telling me to go into an emerging market, a hostile marketplace, and make disciples, you know, while I'm running a business? It's just, how is that even possible? Well, it's, again, that's why we exist. But yes, we'd love to answer that question. And if English is the most common language in business globally, well, I still need to learn that other language. Again, this goes back to my earlier statements about the Jesus model, leaving his home, coming as a babe. And that just releases so much mission potential and impact.
I love it. Here's all your socials.
Yes.
Oh, we got 2 minutes. What if someone's saying, oh my gosh, this is my language, I totally get this, I want to go, what do they do?
Yeah. Well, if they're in college, they got to continue to grow their business education. Do a couple of iterations of that kind of the entrepreneurial process of finding a need, creating a solution, testing your idea, testing the market, getting questions answered. Those kind of things just start building up that cycle, if you will, even while you're in school. Two, get business experience. Go after it. If the problem you're trying to solve requires certifications, requires certain experiences, how to build a certain type of process or customer service experience. Yep. Get out there and see what the industry standards are and do an internship.
Yep.
Do multiple internships. And then thirdly, learn about sending agencies and how their services can actually catalyze and create more value in that process of taking your business ideas international. Some people, I think, have looked at mission agencies as another barrier or like a hoop to jump through. That is not SIM. That's not a lot of organizations. Over the last 10 to 20 years, there's been a lot of change in the mission sending landscape, where there's a lot more advocacy and advantage that an entrepreneur or a professional would have in joining a sending agency that's going to keep them on point, partner with their sending body, sending church, that also catalyzes that entrepreneurial impact, but kingdom impact by joining the teams on the field with the local church.
We got to wrap it up, man, because I got another Zoom and there may be people popping in all of a sudden, surprised, not realizing on the show. So, John, this was amazing. SIMUSA.org. And thank you so much for serving Cedarville, for that, serving that one student. And I believe that this is going to turn into many more souls on fire around the world. Okay.
Awesome, man. Thanks for hosting me. Thanks for having me. Love what you guys are doing at Cedarville.
Take care.
All right. You too.
Thank you for listening to the eMind Podcast with Dr. Carrie Oberbrunner. We look forward to hearing from you and how you're applying the eMind. Please share your story by submitting a review on your platform of choice. We read every single one. This podcast is sponsored by Igniting Souls and Cedarville University. Visit ignitingsouls.com/eMind and cedarville.edu for more help in your entrepreneurial journey.